Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 197. For those of you keeping track at home, we shall be doing a episode 200 the day after Thanksgiving. Well, of course, it's going to happen sometime after Thanksgiving. Whether we have it the day after Thanksgiving or not, I don't know, but I guess we're going to find out. I'm a little late today, so I'm starting up my Skype program, so you might hear some weird noises. But why don't you not wait and go to facebook.com/PackardPokesAt if you're on Facebook and hit the like button. That'd be great. Or if you could, go to Patreon. That's Patreon, patreon.com/PackardPokesAt, and make a donation to the show. It would really help me out. And when I say it would help me out, I mean it would really help me out. So while I got a chance here, I'm going to try to contact Connie. There we go. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I've been better, but I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
I left a message on Facebook for everybody, but I don't know if anybody got it because I didn't get any replies. Nobody's like, oh, seen by, but nobody
said
anything.
Well, I just saw it about 10 minutes ago, but I thought, well, I'm going to be in a meeting.
Right.
Just a few minutes.
Yeah.
I hadn't been on the computer since like yesterday sometime.
Yeah. So. No worries.
I think the idea of having one person on the short show, you know, only two people, I mean,
yeah,
one co-host on a short show is probably a really good one, given how busy a lot of people's schedules are these days, too.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is being busy and everything. This way we can also rotate in more people that way, too, I think. You know,
yeah.
Give everybody a chance to have a night off or something. So, but I think that, you know, I was waiting to hear back from everybody, but, that's one positive right there.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to remember what the other, sorry, I'm going to look at the message again here.
And that would also leave us more time to put in another story or two somewhere else. So this way we get more information in there and we don't have, you know, feel so pressured on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, speaking of time pressure, I have been looking through the files here, the news segments, and I've only come up with a few. I haven't gotten through everything, obviously, but I was just looking for the tech stuff. I've come across several stories here.
Okay.
One is from TechCrunch, and I'm surprised. TechCrunch was really weak in stories today.
Right.
And, I mean, they literally, I went all the way back to last week, and there was nothing there. The first one I came across was the NSA reform dies in the Senate. So basically, they were looking to reform the NSA. It was called the USA Freedom Act, and it failed in the Senate 58-42. So.
Well, good.
Yeah, it needed 60 votes. So
wait,
it was like two votes short.
Reform.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on what they wanted to do.
Yeah, well, apparently, I think from what I understand, I mean, I can't say I understand everything about it. It just had something to do with, putting some shackles on the NSA so they can't do so much crap.
Oh crap! Then that's not good.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
I could be completely
article,
wrong.
I think.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I may be completely wrong, but this is.
So, up your encryption, everyone. The U.S. government doesn't see fit to change.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's good. We've been talking about surveillance, government.
Right. Yeah.
So, NSA reform dead. Crud. They just can't get enough of poking around in our private lives.
No, they love our private lives because they have no lives, apparently. So, well, what can you do? You know, it's not much we can do about it right now, I guess. We just have to keep trying.
You buy them books, you send them to school, and
Yeah, buying books, send them to school. See, this is how mommies and daddies make babies. Oh. We've been watching these people do this. We thought they were just hugging really hard with their clothes off. We couldn't figure out why. Oh, that's kind of cool. I'm over on Engadget right now, but I'm like on page 7, so I had to go through that many pages just to find anything interesting.
Okay.
And I just came across a few things here. I also found a couple things on CNN.com/tech. Let me send you one here that I thought was kind of I'll send you the few that I found that were interesting. This one here is from Engadget.com. Let's see. There we go. This was kind of cool. They have an unmanned helicopter. It can put out fires with help from a drone. And it can even go back for more water all on its own. It doesn't need pilots in it at all. So it's used for fighting wildfires. Blah, I can't even speak tonight. It's demonstrated a tweaked version of an unmanned K-MAX helicopter that can work in tandem with a quadrotor drone, Indigo, to stamp out fires relatively little human with little human intervention. There's a clip, of course, attached to it. It serves to forward the scout to mark any hotspots. After the K-MAX swoops in with a bucket to douse the flames, it fetches more water on its own as well. So, but they do need people to oversee the process, but most of its hands-off approach and still lets the K-MAX extinguish blazes with the kind efficiency you won't always get from regular aircraft.
Right.
In the demo, it dumped 2,400 pounds. 24,000 pounds? No, 24,000 pounds. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Of water in an hour. It can also... That's a lot of water. It can also change roles if there's need to drop off supplies or rescue survivors. Eventually, the Lockheed hopes that this will win two robotic combos will take over for humans when they aren't available to fight fires or face too many risks, which is kind of good and kind of, you know, scary too, I suppose.
Makes me wonder, how do you man it? Are you doing it remotely and you just have cameras?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's just some kind of, they probably have cameras built into the machine somewhere, at least underneath or somewhere where it can see it. I mean, it basically, it would have to because, you know, it has to know where the water is and and everything like that, too. So.
Well, that is a good one.
Yeah. The next one I got, I just kind of found it just a little while ago.
Okay.
It's not super interesting, but it's kind of interesting. It's a solar power that'll give you nonstop water during bike rides. You know, like when you go out biking and you get thirsty and it's like, oh, I could really use a drink, but I'm out of water. Well, apparently this device, it hooks up to bicycles. I'm hoping this isn't a Kickstarter. Please don't be a Kickstarter. I don't know. It doesn't look like a Kickstarter so far.
No.
It's developed by Frontis, whatever.
The Frontis.
Frontis, yeah. Frontis. This sounds like a new font. Have you got the Frontis font? It's a bike-mounted device that uses solar power to convert air moisture into water for your drinking bottle. The key use is its thermoelectric cooling. Solar panels generate electricity that cools the top of the device, where air comes in as you ride, as the moisture condenses. It drips water into a bottle. I would hope that's just water going in there.
wait a second. They're looking for crowdfunding.
Oh, it's for crowdfunding.
In the first sentence in the second paragraph.
Oh, okay.
This is a design exercise at the moment, but Retizar is looking at both crowdfunding and investors.
Okay. All right, then that's off the table. But it is damn interesting. I mean, they could do something like this. Imagine they could do something like this over in places that need water, like over in Africa, you know. This would be great for something like that. Not just, you know, for the preppy that needs water because they're out on their $10,000 bicycle, you know.
Their first world problem.
Yeah, first world problem. Yeah, it's a first world problem solution. I already had another one here. It's from CNN.com.
Okay.
And see, I've been busy.
Yay.
And it says, your chance for being struck by lightning is climbing, climate scientists say. So, you know, say, you have a better chance
to get
struck by...
on the Earth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're spreading out more so.
Yeah. You know that old saying, you're better chance of getting struck by lightning? Well, guess what? thanks to climate change, you're more likely to be struck by lightning. In years past, scientists say that make that 50% more likely for those who are around the end of the century. Well, I'm not that old, but I don't think I'm going to make it to the end of the century. With warming, thunderstorms become more explosives. Explosive, not explosives. Yeah, they're dropping explosive bombs. grenade! Coming from the cloud. He and his colleagues study 11 climate models to arrive after their calculations, which they published in Friday's issue for the journal Science. The logic is simple. Put more warmth equals more water vapor in the air, which is fuels for more thunderstorms. That equals more lightning and more of it zapping to the ground and people standing on it.
Well, technically, it's coming up from the ground, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, actually. There is several types of lightning, as far as I understand it. There's cloud-to-cloud, cloud-to-ground, and ground-to-cloud lightning.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's sprites, and jets, and those ones shoot up straight up into the air.
Okay.
And ball lightning, of course. So, but yeah, you're right. So in a lot of cases, it's ground to cloud, so they would come up through them. So it all depends on where they're standing sometimes and what the type of lightning that's flying around. It says the current odds of becoming a human lightning rod in one's lifetime is around 1 in 12,000. Oh, damn, you do have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. the National Weather Service roughly estimates if Romps and his colleague are right. Romps? His name is Romps? Isn't that your dog's name? It's Romps.
Better a clown.
Roof, roof.
Here's the weather clown.
Here's the weather dog. Weather. Here's the weather dog, Romps.
They all float down here, kid.
Okay. I hate clowns. All right.
I know. If Romps and... I can't say it. If him and his colleague are right, those odds will slim to 1 in 8,000 by the year 2100. Damn.
Shoot.
I don't plan to be around in 2100.
So forget the tinfoil hats. What you really need are rubber boots.
Yeah, no shit. Thick, thick rubber boots.
Mm-hmm.
And rubber hats. Certainly many people are satisfied to live at that level of personal risk, but Romps. Goddamn Romps. Offers a consideration that lightning strikes spark half of all wildfires, and fires caused by lightning are harder to put out. Oh, yeah, you know why? Because they all spark more lightning. No, I honestly, you know.
Well, actually, statistically, I think most wildfires are not caused by humans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true enough. While working up the long-term precautions, Romps, and his colleague came up with useful ways of predicting the frequency of lightning strikes in the here and now. They found they could determine fluctuations in the frequency if they knew the precipitation? Yeah, precipitation,
yes.
Falling and the speed of the occurrence of convective clouds rising high into the atmosphere. High into the atmosphere. And they studied 11 models on projected global temperatures increases to predict how those two factors should surge in the distant future, resulting in more lightning strikes if carbon monoxide emissions continued on their current path. Well, those are the ones I came up with. And I just came across this one. I was just about to click it, actually. Let me grab the tab and grab the link. See, we're in the 15 minutes, and we've already got several good stories already.
I was going to say, any one of those is really good.
Yeah, I got another one right there for you.
Okay.
Although some of it's a little iffy. Says here, computers can now describe images using language you'd understand. Like, there's a picture of a person riding a motorcycle, and it says, They have like four categories: described without errors, described with minor errors, somewhat related to the image, and then unrelated to the image. Like the first one is described without errors, of course. A person riding a motorcycle on a dirt bike, a group of young people playing a frisbee, a game of frisbee, and a herd of elephants walking across dry grass field, which, you know, that's exactly what it is. It's, you know, it looks at the image and it says, this is what it is, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, the second one, of course, is the one that says, describes the minor errors, two dogs, when there's actually three. And it says, two hockey players are fighting over the puck. Well, it's kind of correct because that's what exactly what they're doing. They're fighting.
Well, they look like they're the same team. They're probably hitting the puck.
Yeah, they're probably hitting the puck. Yeah, but there's a lot of fighting. You know, actually hockey, as George Carlin would say, hockey is three activities at once. You've got skating, fighting, and chasing and golf all in three play things at one time. So. And then the bottom one, of course, is a close-up of a cat laying on the couch when he's not. He's actually sitting up. I like the other ones. I'm just going to jump to the last one where it says unrelated to the image. It's a dog is jumping to a catch a frisbee, and the dog is not. It's just kind of sitting there getting pet by its owner. A refrigerator filled with lots of food and drinks, and it's actually a sign. It's got stickers all over it. Uh-huh. And the bottom one, of course, is a yellow school bus parked in a parking lot, which it's a yellow car with a face painted on it and Mickey Mouse ears.
It might even be even smaller than a Volkswagen Beetle, so it's a clown car.
It's a clown car. That is nowhere near a school bus.
Damn you, clowns.
Yeah.
You're following me.
They are following you. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. It says here, now that's just the pictures at the top of the thing here. It says now, so software can now easily spot objects and images, but we can't always describe those images. Those objects? Blah. Those objects, well. Short man with horse. Not sounds awkward, but it doesn't reveal what's really going on. There's a computer vision breakthrough going on Google and Stanford University might come to play. It combines two neural networks, one for image recognition and another for natural language processing. These damn computers are getting smarter and smarter and smarter, and pretty soon the computers are going to go, what are these little things running around, you know? They're pooping on everything, and they're making it harder for us to be alive, so we're just going to get rid of them. Thus, the Terminator was born. No, Skynet! It's Skynet!
It's Skynet!
I bow to our Skynet overlords.
if there is any justice, the Skynet will first decide, oh, hell, those people in Washington, D.C. are totally useless.
What are these fuckers doing here? They're gone.
Get all those people on Wall Street, you know.
Yeah.
These are the worker bees. We need them.
Yes. Yes. the software is also roughly twice the accelerated labeling previously unseen objects when compared to earlier algorithms, since it's better at recognizing patterns. So the technology does have problems, though, especially if you don't have a large pool of training images. It frequently makes mistakes. If you see an example above how these are still early days, large data sets could help you with the detection routine's performance. If there are likely to be refinements, the code itself, which when it does better significantly, it could have tremendous effect on everything from wrangling artificial intelligence to search. A robot that can tell you exactly what it sees without requiring you to look at a camera to check if its findings. And you could use the images for ordinary senses you would only get results in. It might be years before you see Google's technique used in real world, but it's clear you won't have to deal with silted machine-like descriptions for too much longer. Yeah, I could just see this. We put this into an AI and send it to the grocery store. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Is that chicken raw? I don't know. It doesn't look raw. Can you smell it? Oh, wait. You're at the store. I'm at home. I can't smell shit. So, yeah. Definitely take going to the grocery store down a new road. Yeah. like I said, I was still going through these. I'm like on page.
I don't know. I really like those four. Even
yeah.
We only have. It's a short show.
Yep.
So
which one? Since we got, did you find any that you wanted to discuss?
Oh no! Like I said, I apologize. I haven't even been on the computer the last 24 hours. I don't think. Just briefly, and then I said, "Heck with it." I was beat. So no.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right. That's right. I gotta take the solar powder water bottle out of there. I kind of like the getting struck by lightning when I can make a lot of jokes out of that.
That works.
And then there's also the helicopter one. So.
Unmanned.
Yeah, the unmanned helicopter.
Basically, just a bigger drone.
Yeah.
I suppose. But it's interesting how many applications are out there for drones. So, and as much as the NSA thing, when that's important, that could almost be general news.
Which one, the helicopter?
No, the NSA.
Oh, the NSA one, yeah.
Because it's political. It's kind of, you know, it's tech, but it's also politically. But we don't have a general news story on
the show. Oh, that's right, we don't.
Show.
I always have to keep looking what our short show stuff is, you know, because I keep forgetting here.
Yeah. It's like I was thinking, were we having Dupes, Dopes, and Darwin?
Oh, we're having Whisper this week.
Whisper?
Yeah, Whisper. Okay. So no Dupes this week.
Let me write that down then for B. Whisper. Because yeah. I was going to say the struck by lightning thing, almost it was kind of almost an onion.
I think it's mm-hmm. kind of cool. I mean, it's about climate change. That's how that thing is. That one's almost general news too. So, I'll tell you what. Let's go with the helicopter because that one's good. That's very techy.
All right.
Then we got the it's a secret, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
I haven't had a chance to do any much for digging into religion actually. That's what I get for searching out stories. A sore butt. All right, here. I'm going to go to religionpoisonseverythingfacebook.com. See if I can find anything. I saw something the other day.
There we go. Oh, did you hear the Pope denounced that woman who was had the brain? Was it a brain tumor? And she did self-assisted.
I remember hearing about the woman.
He denounced that.
He denounced it. So, she should have suffered longer.
Just that's wrong. It was wrong, and I don't know. The family had some pretty spicy little things to say about the Pope.
Then. Oh, really?
Said, you know what?
Really? Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
I did not hear about the rest of the Pope thing there.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. He's such a fucktard.
I'll say you have Mother Teresa, who basically thought that all that suffering was good. You know, the snowstorm. Okay, there's.
Let's see here. Find a good religious story is.
Yeah. Let's see. There we go.
Oh, there's some really good pictures in here, though.
Rick Warren is among representatives of 14 religions at the conference on the complementarity of men and women in marriage and family. What?
Oh, did we talk? We did. What about that thing from last week? That we did, or did we ever cover that about the church getting taxed up in Alaska? Did you hear about
it?
Did we talk?
I heard about it, and I read the article, but no, we didn't. You know.
I remember hearing about it. I don't wish I remember where I saw it. Someone sent it to me. Church getting.
It was floating around on Facebook.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. There we go.
Was it Alberta?
Nome. Here, I got a link.
Okay.
Yeah, someone said this to me. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Maybe this is just an opinion. Oh, this is an opinion piece. All right. Well, apparently the Nome City Council is moving forward with a plan to tax exemptions for churches and make them the first American town to tax a church. With the city budget running a deficit, the Nome City Council spent one hour work session last week looking for ways to increase tax revenues. After much debate, the council agreed to move forward with a draft ordinance removing sales tax exemptions from nonprofits and churches. They estimate this move could bring in $300,000 a year for a small city, about 3,800 people. Damn, that's a lot of money. However, the proposed tax changes are not yet law. They report the city council are still several meetings away from a vote, and the public will have an opportunity to weigh in before the council takes any final action. Estimates vary, but studies show that exempting religions from taxes costs American taxpayers between $71 and $83.5 billion a year, according to the new civil rights movement. For comparison, Americans' food stamp program only costs $75 to $80 billion a year. So with all that money that they stopped letting the churches get away with, we could fund the homeless, you know, and food right. stamps programs. Giving churches special tax exemption violates the separation of church and state, which it does. Providing financial benefits for religious institutions, government is supporting the religion. Basically, it is. It's a tax break for churches forces all American taxpayers to support religion, even if they oppose all or some religion doctrines. And I remember, I saw this on Facebook a couple days ago.
I was going to say, I was looking at, it was in our message. We had a message page, and Dave and
That's where I saw it.
Dana, Joe, they were commenting on it.
Yeah,
and it was Alaska. For some reason, I thought it was Canada. Huh?
Yeah, no one listened to us in Canada, so they can just go. No, I'm just kidding. You're great, Canada. Really, you are.
You know, I seem to remember when Reagan was president, that part of the reason that he was defunding a lot of social programs is actually it was George W. too. They were saying, well, churches will step up and feed the hungry and do all that, you know.
Definitely. Let's see here.
Oh. The right wing's going to scream about that.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
They won't like this at all.
I know they won't. In fact, I know they won't.
Well, I think, was it Dana in the chat, in our chat, he said something about, let's see. Just remember, Dana, if you start taxing them, they start having business rights. That's not always a good thing.
Well, it's not like they haven't already had those, been using those loopholes already.
Yeah. Well, We do well to remember that the only thing worse than a politician is a preacher. They get up every week and pass the hat.
Yeah.
They're used to getting paid for doing nothing, pretty much. That was probably harsh for me to say.
No, it's not harsh. It's not harsh at all.
Now here's the disadvantage. Like I said, I didn't even look up YouTube. Let's see.
Oh, I'm just going down the page here. There's a picture. It says the data has a bunch of dots, and it looks like the word evolution. It says how scientists see it, and they put all the dots together, and how creationists see it, and they put God did it, and they missed out a lot of the dots. So. completely unrelated, but it was really funny though.
Right wing watch. I know we don't have to. We don't have to use a video because you can go to the website.
Right.
3 hours ago, incredible cry for impeachment is coming.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. How much you want to bet that's exactly what's going to happen? It may not happen the first day, but it will happen within. I bet you. All right, let's take it low. Let's play yeah. procrastinator. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's going to happen within the first 2 months.
Yeah.
Within the first 2 months. If it doesn't happen the first week, it'll happen within the first 2 months.
Well, it's the only way the GOP could even be halfway perceived to have any kind of advantage. I remember after Nixon was impeached and Ford mm-hmm. ran for president, he really didn't have a snowball's chance in hell.
Nope.
Because of all of the baggage.
Right.
I think that they want to totally cripple, you know, leg hobble the Democrats.
Right. Oh my God, this is funny.
What?
There's this picture of a donkey in a hole in the ground. It's like trying mm-hmm. to get out. It says this right here is my asshole. So it's a.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm completely unrelated. I apologize. I apologize for pulling the whole meeting out. Let me look for right at the right we watch blog.
I don't have the actual page. I just have their.
Oops. Yeah.
There we go. Go right. to their
rightwingwatch.org.
Go to the YouTube at the about page and I.
What the hell? For some reason, I can't find right wing watch. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I just don't have it. Typed in properly.
It says that the web page is not available for me also.
Oh, okay, then all right, then I'm not alone then. All right.
Server can't be found.
That's what I got too.
Could be the snowstorm or something, but
there's a snowstorm?
There was in New York.
I've never seen that.
But I don't know if that would affect them or not.
Yeah, the server is definitely down.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, like I said, I know that all these videos.
Well, they've got a Facebook page too, so.
Oh, that's true.
Let's try there.
Well, that's funny. Okay, I guess
apparently I typed in right wing watch and I got to the Price is Right game for some reason. How did I do that? Apparently I came in you get the word games. And I'm like, no. There we go. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Pat Robertson and Donald Trump? No, that's not Robertson.
No, that's not Robertson. That's Donald Trump's lover.
Yeah, that's right. He wears his pet on his head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
Is whatever you call it.
Yeah, he wears that little rug on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Says... Christopher Doyle, there we go.
No, he is
gay.
Born gay.
Yeah, there's the whole gay thing again. We're getting screamed at about.
See.
Impeaching Obama is not off the table because he's dragging America into a civil war. Did you get into this middle of the civil war? Because I didn't get flagged for it in any way, and I don't see anybody out running around with guns saying, "Hey, are you from the north?" You know, or
no, but it is very much about the rich, rich against the poor, the religious.
You know, there's an old saying, as I remember, it goes, "Religion is the only thing that keeps the poor from killing the rich."
Obama about immigration.
Making sure elected officials have a healthy fear of being shot. Well, that's a key part of the Second Amendment.
Okay, Larry Pratt. Threatening politicians is what the Second Amendment is all about. Really?
Is that what it is? It says, I could have swore it didn't say that, but if it also said, and by the way, if your politician gets out of hand or you don't like your politician, you can shove a gun up his nose.
Well, I posted last week that I'd heard it was on the radio in the morning, and they interviewed somebody who's...
Oh, my God. Here we
go. Obviously, NRA, they're upset about our new gun
law. Go down to the one right below that. Go to the one right below that. Oh, the Right Wing Watch blog is down. That's right. God damn it. Oh, no. Ugh. I wanted to read this one. Apparently, oh, crap. Pat Robertson apparently cures a neck injury via text message.
Yeah.
Apparently, one of the featured stories on 700 Club was the viewer of the program who suffered complications after going neck surgery said he was healed after watching Pat Robertson. Oh, my God. And I. Oh, God damn it.
I just don't find him that attractive. I don't think there's anything healing about the man.
How can anybody not be attracted to those jowls just hanging down like, you know.
Oh, gosh.
I don't see anything on the page about them being down. Apparently, they forgot. They're still posting to Facebook as late as 43 minutes ago. At least somebody is, but...
Yeah.
Well.
Somebody in the sidebar there says this is a mega church pastor worth looking at. SBC pastor David Hughes refers to ex-church members as pieces of human excrement.
Really? You got a link for that?
Yeah. I don't know about the accuracy of this, but here we go.
Perron thinks President Obama was snarky and Hillary Reid is going to try to trick the Republicans into shutting the government down. No, the Republicans just need to go, which way is the wind blowing? Oh, yeah, shut the government down.
They are the ones who didn't fund anything. They're the ones who shut it down.
Yep.
Elvis? I mean, I'm sorry. This is such bullshit. This is such 6th to 8th grade bullshit.
It is.
It's like a bunch of teeny boppers are running the country. And I just, so, anyway.
So the sermon excerpt below, David Hughes, pastor of church in the Glades in Coral Springs, Florida, tells church members about the church's quote-unquote back door. Oh, you got to come in the back door. You're not good enough to come in the front door. Oh, sorry. And since the New Testament uses body church metaphor, David thought it would be a good idea to extend the metaphor to churches having a mouth and an anus, the back door, like the human body. Because that's always a good analogy. You know, buildings are back.
Nobody could take that in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah. What if your church only has one door? Does that mean the shit has to come back out the mouth? It says here, yes, his ex-church members are like human excrement, pooped out as waste, harmful waste from the church's anus. You're not loud here anymore. We want you to leave. The front door? No. You go out the back door. You are human shit. What a wholesome picture. And sounds biblically analyzed from analysts. From this God, man of God, maybe David is looking for the anus of the church. He should look in the mirror. David is being cute. Thinks he's being cute. and hip by referring to a dose of Ex-Lax to purge excrement members out of the anus of the church. But I hope Davis' church members see the manipulation and is indeed headed out the back door.
Look at this this green shot. He looks really smug.
He does look
looks really pleased with himself.
Yeah. Like,
you people who left the church, you're all shit.
Oh, my God. Apparently, there's a video attached to this. I don't know if I'm going to try playing it. It's about 2 minutes long. I'm not going to play it for the show, but, I mean, just, you know, just for us here. Just for you people who actually download the show and listen to this. Is it Southern Baptist?
Well, they're a bunch of pious poop heads anyway.
Yes, they are.
Out with us. You take little business cards and prayerfully invite people, and they come and sit in this great chair of honor, and they come to Christ. And so in church, what we say, this church has a big front door, but we also have a back door.
The back door is a place people kind of trickle away and leave and listen. As a shepherd, that breaks my heart, makes me so sad. But guess what? Sometimes it happens. You can't please everybody all the time.
Well, David, that sounds a little harsh. All right, I'll get biblical with you.
The Bible talks about a table, talks a lot about food, but the main metaphor in the Bible used for the church is the body. The Apostle Paul in Romans and 1 Corinthians says the church is like a body. Now, your body has a front door. Eat good food, take in the right calories, nutrition. Your body has a front door, and your body has a back door.
I think I'm in love.
Your body, right? You don't want that back door of your body all plugged
up. He's getting away with telling a very, very naughty joke.
You want to be.
I'd say.
I just went too far from somebody. I'm just being biblical, my brother. Just being
biblical. The text on the video is hysterical. Hysterical, rather.
Listen, there are some churches in America that are spiritually constipated. They need some Holy Spirit Ex-Lax.
Constipated?
Mean people leave and take their poison with them.
Wouldn't that make him leave?
No true Scotsman there. The wrong kind of Christians.
Yeah.
That's what it's just true. But David, if they leave me, what do I do if they leave me? Because I lean on them and I press on them. Listen, if you needed that person to get to your God destination in life, they couldn't leave you. They couldn't leave you. But by the fact they did leave you shows you don't need them to arrive at the point of your divine dream. Because you are a called person. A called person. God has a vision for your life. You have the gifting necessary. You will innovate. You will work hard. You will risk
it. You're special.
Because my God wants to shake up the world with you. And that is the truth of God's word. Let God do something powerful in your life. Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for this text, this word, this promise. May our church always be driven by these values.
It says here, driven by the values of calling those who leave pieces of human excrement. Or, in the real world, we call it shit.
he gets away with almost saying shit happens.
Yeah.
He's just, there's a 9 comments in the top commenters. As I remember, someone told me once about a megachurch pastor and his wife who came to a new church, and their departure of some members after the new pastor came was referred to as taking the trash out.
What about those people who just happened to be moving at the same time? Were they trash too?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly when this is a church thing. They have a couple of scriptures on this web page here.
Yeah. You know what really bugs me about this is that, oh my gosh, it just. There's just so much that these pastors, they think that because, oh, I'm a man of God, I've got all these people who come to listen to me every Sunday or twice a week or whatever, they're just going to follow me and I can insult them all I want. And they're just going to lap it up and they're going to come and just going to give me more money regardless, no matter what I say. So I could be up here a total jackass so long as I wrap the Bible around it and wrap the shit around the Bible, they'll eat it and call it candy, you know?
Yeah. Well, so much of religion is based upon, you know, somebody viewing themselves as not worthy.
Yes.
We are filthy rags.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Your works are as good as filthy rags to God. You know. It's like
right.
Whatever.
And a lot of the. That's what they preach.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was, I've never heard of this guy before.
No, I hadn't either, but I'm kind of glad that we had found him now.
Yeah.
Desperation, I like this one, desperation personified. very accurate. Very, very accurate. Even though this is from a personal blog, the video is right there, and he was basically, he did say that, so I think it's well worth talking about.
Let's see. We're small and insignificant and harmless, but we have a loud, piercing bark that seems to annoy those megachurches. Let him alone. God hath bidden him to speak. I don't know. I think this is a Christian organization here. Mars Hills Church Watchdog. Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know. I think it's a Christian who's actually.
Oh, that's fine.
Watching these preachers. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Crystal would appreciate this too.
Absolutely, I think so too.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we have the Alaska church taxation.
Right.
Hmm. I suppose we have this. I'm just trying to see if. No, right wing. The blog page is still not open.
For some reason, their page down. Their page is still down.
So. It might get up before the next day. We could look at just the titles on the videos because that's usually linked back to that page.
I wish I could have pulled up the one about with Pat Robertson saying he could heal neck injuries via text message. My God. You know, wait a minute. You know what? Let me see if I can find it somewhere else. Maybe I can find.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it.
That's a good idea.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, Joe My God blog page.
Let's see here. All right, I've got one here. It's about 6 hours old. It's from a personal website. Oh, no, this looks like it's... Oh, this is... never mind. This is...
This goes back
to Right Wing Watch blog. All
the
right.
Video, yeah. So far, all I'm finding is the video. Wait, Americans Against the Tea Party has a short article about it. I'll just put that in the Dropbox if you want.
Damn it. Go ahead, because I keep coming up with short links to back to the original page.
Mm-hmm.
My searching is not good.
There we go. No, it's okay. I mean, I was finding that too. And this one also links to the video on Right Wing Watch, but it also has its own article here.
Okay,
so.
Good. Oh, I've seen this one.
Yes.
I've seen this site before. They're good. This is a good site.
Yeah.
Wednesday's edition of Pat Robertson's Seminar Club is bloviating. Blovating? Oh my gosh. Christo fascist, conspiracy theorist, and misinformation peddler seemingly to ever lost his ever loving mind when he promoted the idea that Jesus has nothing better to do than to grant your wishes via text message. In a series of self congratulatory fictional claims that viewers were healed by the show itself. Isn't that a sin?
Isn't that kind of blasphemous?
It is kind of blasphemous. Oh, God. Oh, we worked for the Lord, but our show healed you. So God was just saying,
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that First Amendment, first kind of thing there? Yeah. 15-year-old Michael of Madison, Alabama. There's your first clue. Injured his neck while playing a game of touch football. The x-ray was taken in the emergency room. There was a really bad sprain. It's a sprain. It's going to heal.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It wasn't quite severe enough that he could turn his... it was quite severe enough he couldn't even turn his head. Received some physical therapy. Uh-huh. Muscle relaxers. Uh-huh. And he was prescribed, yet with his neck still remained stiff. Then last month, his mother was watching the 700 Club when she heard Pat give a word of knowledge. Why do they call it a word of knowledge? It's a word of crap. There's a neck muscle that's been very painful, and you've almost had to carry on that neck. In the name of Jesus, healing. So I'm healing people with, you know, anybody who's listening to this right now, I'm using the same woo right now. So if you have a, if in the name of Packard Pokes at, and I'm going to heal your neck right now. She quickly texted her son at school with the news, and he read the text and claimed that the word himself immediately he was healed. So if we get a message on the show that somebody healed their neck, you know, say your neck healed, my neck healed. Thank you, Packard Pokesat. She's
and my kitty cat poops rainbows.
Right. She saw, and they sent a text, Robertson asked, feigning amazement. Feigning amazement. But of course, explaining his healing power of Jesus extends to all things, and he is omnipotent. The charlatan explained that God can heal cancer, he can heal leukemia, and he can heal your arthritis. He can heal any condition you've got in your body. He made you. He can fix you. Afterwards, in the manner of professional psychics, Robertson blindly cast out someone's cancer who he would believe he thought through ridiculous long-distance faith healing. Robertson and his pal Jesus Christ, apparently they're on speaking terms, rather than medicine cured them. You're general enough. If someone will fit your description after all. Yeah, of course. Oh, there's the video, of course. It's 2 minutes long.
Right.
But
we can say there's a video if you want to listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, well, you can do that. I like this one. This is
okay.
Let's go with this one.
With
thank
you.
Yeah, this is so much more fun.
Okay. Yay. Found a way around it. I'll have to remember, I need to actually bookmark this website because
okay.
It's a good one. So.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. All right. We've got that one down. What's next? Oh, did you know they're an atheist? We may wrap this up in a little over an hour. let's see here. Oh, here we go. Firefox remembers the pages I go to, which is kind of scary because there's a lot of porn on my desktop, apparently. No, I'm just kidding. Have they fixed this page yet? No, they have not. Ugh.
I am so sad about that.
I know. This is
such a good...
I'd like to know who runs this. I want to get in contact with them and say, change this back. This is terrible.
Okay.
I'm just going to kind of pick a name at random here, I think. Kim Deal. Who is Kim Deal? Let's see here. Musician best known as member of the alternative rock group, The Pixies.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah. Kimberly Ann Deal, born June 10th, 1961, American singer-songwriter, best known as the bassist and backup vocalist for the alternative rock group, The Pixies. How appropriate. The lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist for The Breeders. The Breeders. There's a group you want to go around with. Everywhere the Breeders go, 9 months later, they have a baby boom. and that town had a baby boom. Who was here? The Breeders. Yeah. Deal first joined the Pixies in January of 86 as the band's bassist, adopting the stage of Mrs. John Murphy for the band's release, Come On Pilgrim and Surfer Rosa. Following Doolittle and Pixies' resulting hiatus. Thank you. Oh, I had soup earlier today, but thank you.
I don't know. I just don't feel good, so I made myself some soup.
All right. Okay, thank you. Do you have any bread?
Yeah, I think so.
excuse me, just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I apologize. My daughter made me soup. It was really nice of her.
What's this name again?
Kim Deal. Kim Deal.
Kim.
I'm sorry. Let me send you the link here. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I have a Wikipedia page open here too.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me send you the link here. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm just like. There we go.
Thank you.
I got a lot of crackers, and I have more crackers now than soup. I have a bowl full of crackers now.
I actually made myself a bowl of chicken broth this afternoon.
Oh, really? That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put some crackers in it, too.
When I was younger, I lived down the street from the train station. And they had vending machines in there. And I would go in there occasionally. Yeah, now I've just got soup and noodles here. I just got crackers and noodles here. No soup. they would have these vending machines. They'd have coffee in there, and they had soup, you know, in a cup. And I would, you know, it's 20 cents, 25 cents, whatever. And I would buy a cup of soup every occasionally. So I was like, oh, you know. Let's see here. On hiatus, she formed the Breeders with Tana Dolly and Josephine Wiggs. The Pixies reconvened in 1990. Deal felt increasingly sidelined by band's frontman. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to cut the chase here. Let's see here. Her twin sister entered a drug rehabilitation. What has that got to do with her atheism? During the Breeders' eight-year break, she adopted the stage name of Tammy Ampersand and formed the Amps. Okay, source. Kim Deal, I'm an atheist. I go with whoever brings the minimum amount of religion into government. Question and answer with Kim Deal of the Breeders, October 31st, 2008. Which is from, I don't want to actually hang up on here, SF Station. Okay, for the first line it says, are you an Obama fan? He goes, and then that's where she says, I'm an atheist, I go with whoever brings the minimum amount of religion into government. Oh, I thought you were going to say you're a political atheist. Is there political? Can you be a political atheist? I just call those guys non-voters. It says just about, but I hate to sound so cynical. Oh, I've never heard of this person either.
No, so. Me. I don't know anything about any of those groups either. I would have to actually listen to their song to know if I even knew anything about them.
Yeah. I just kind of picked one at random here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, she's on this wiki page, too.
Mm-hmm. That's where I got it.
Annie DeFranco. God. I don't know why that sounds familiar.
DeFranco?
Yeah, DeFranco.
Are you on the first page?
Yeah, it's like I said, here. It's in the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I did open it.
Ah. I got Danny Boyle.
Anna DeFranco. There she is. American singer, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, poet, and songwriter.
You must be on the...
I'm looking on the wiki page. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I... No, I didn't. I thought I put that in there. I apologize. Here. Come on. Wake up, Connie.
Don't blame yourself. It's the computer.
Very fuzzy headed today. I've got a migraine.
Oh.
So it's been kind of like that.
Oh, ANI. I was looking for ANN.
Mm-hmm. She has released more than 20 albums and is considered a feminist icon. Both folk rock and alternative rock, she has reached across genres since her earliest albums, including first punk, then funk, hip-hop, and jazz. Has her own record label.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Let me see if we can find her on the other wiki there.
activism.
There she is.
Oh, I know this one. She is further down the page. I'm just trying to identify her with a song. Her playfully ironic cover of Bacharach's song "Wishin' and Hopin'" appeared under the opening titles of the film "My Best Friend's Wedding."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was her singing that.
Let's see. The Onion. Oh, The Onion? Oh, there you go. That's a good way. That's a good one. What song proves to you there is a God? I'm an atheist, for Christ's sake. This was an excerpt from March 13th, 2000 issue of St. Paul Pioneer Press. She goes, I'm an atheist. How unfortunate it is to assign responsibility to the higher up for justice amongst people. An interview with Matthew Rothschild in the Progressive, May of 2000. She says it apparently twice, at least three different ways. And then, of course, she got interviewed by The Onion, who asked, is there a God? And she said, well, it depends on how you mean. In my book, no. I guess the quick answer would be no for me. Quote, unquote, no. I think whatever my spiritual leanings are, that the deities are many and we have to, and that we possess them. I do not assign responsibility to a higher being. I think we're responsible to each other, and God is a metaphor. Interesting.
Are you reading about Andy DeFranco's or still about Kim Deal?
Oh, no, okay. Andy DeFranco. I was reading it from the Celebrity Atheist page.
Was it in there?
Yeah, hang on. Let me send you the link. It took me a little bit to find it, but I did find it.
Thank you.
1 second. There you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
I shouldn't be surprised. Yeah, there we go. Nice.
32 different flavors. She's got a little song here. I can play it or not, I guess. Oh, there it goes. I'm not going to play all this because I don't know if I'm going to like the song or not. It's loading, 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 loading.
Yeah, on the other page, I shouldn't be surprised, but it says something about her playing with Pink Floyd, something with Pink Floyd or David Gilmour. It's popping up a lot. Which, by the way, I saw that Dave has the vinyl of Pink Floyd's newest album.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I wonder what. Now I've always wondered what soup would taste like with just noodles and crackers. But now I know. Is it going to play or not? Oh, there it goes. Sorry. Here's short. I'm not between you and your ambition. I am a poster with no poster. I am 32 flavors and then some. And I'm beyond your peripheral vision. So you might want to turn your head. Cause someday you might find you are hungry and eating most of the words you just said. Me about goodwill, and I have done well by their names. Just the kindness I lavished on strangers is more than I can explain. Still, there's many who've turned out their porch lights just so I would think they were not home and hid in the dark of their windows.
till I pass the left thumb. Low on
okay, that's enough of that. She has a pretty voice.
Yeah, well, it's really a nice background music. I'd like to sit down and paint while listening to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't see how somebody could be so prolific, and I just didn't even know that they existed. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, you can't know everything. That's what I always say.
No, you can't. I guess. Huh. It's interesting to have a woman to feature, actually. There's two of them right there.
Okay. There's, we got two different ones. We can only use one, though. Of course, we got pages and pages of people we could use. It's just the fact that she got interviewed by The Onion that kind of bothers me, but, you know. But she does come out and say it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And there is a link to the full interview at pioneerplanet.com when she got, it would go to the, wait a minute. That page isn't even there anymore. The full page is, wait a second here. It took me to the Twin Cities or some shit. What the hell? Let me take a look here. You went to, twincities.com. Oh, well, apparently the link is gone now. I don't even see a search button on this page. Well.
Okay.
Well, that's too bad. Because I wanted to have a link to it. Let's see here.
Have we done Billy Joel? For some reason, he pops up, and I'm...
Yeah, I'm pretty certain we have. Let me check, though. I'm pretty certain we have, though. Where is my master list? There it is. You have to give me one. I have to let it start up here. I'm waiting for that.
I'm not seeing him. Except that we are missing a couple, it seems. Unless
I could have swore we did Pat Robertson. My God.
Did you know it was me?
Did you know Pat Robertson was actually an atheist? He just pretended to be a fascist pinko nut job.
Let's see. Frank Sinatra, Al, and Alda, Berkeley Breathe, Gene Wilder, Butterfly McQueen, Paul Bettany, Henry Rollins, Barney Frank, Eric Idle, Keira Knightley, H.P. Lovecraft, Geddy Lee, Matt Smith, Will Wheaton, Brad Pitt, Carrie Byron, Jack Nicholson, Hugh Laurie, Daniel Radcliffe, Javier Bardem, Nick Frost.
I could have swore we did him.
Jodie Foster, Bob Hoskins, Goldthwait, Bacon, Joss Whedon, Dame Helen Mirren, Wes Craven, Patton Oswalt, John Malkovich, Dave Foley, David Gilmour, Joaquin Phoenix, and Sylvester McCoy.
And Douglas Adams.
Oh, I'm going to say that's...
And episode 194 was Douglas Adams. This would be 196. This would be 198, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Yeah,
which means we just drop those extra numbers in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I added all those extra numbers because I was like, because I forgot we were adding. I did this after we started doing the double thing there, and I forgot to make adjustments for that. So I'll just make an adjustment.
And 198 is the next one, so I'll take out 196.
I already done that.
We guess we both have it open.
Yep.
I just won't save my changes then.
Okay, I'll
put
save
Douglas
mine.
Adams in too, but
okay.
I'll let yours stand.
Okay. Douglas Adams was in 194, so.
Yeah. Billy Joel's another.
We could do Billy Joel. I think we were going to do him one time before, but I think we couldn't nail it down. Maybe that's the reason why we didn't. I could have sworn we did him, though. Damn.
Well, see, now that's what I'm thinking, too. Just a second here. It shouldn't take too long to suss that out.
Right.
Well, he's a bit of a smug person, but that's okay.
Yeah, he's, from what I understand, he's a bit smug. Okay, there he is. I swear we did him. In his room, from his album River of Dreams, I'm not sure about life after this. God knows I've never been a spiritual man. Let's see here.
That's just a song. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's an excerpt from an interview biography published in 1982 book Rock Stars. You're an atheist. I know. When did you settle on that philosophical position? Well, I wasn't raised Catholic, but I used to go to Mass with my friends, and I viewed the whole business as a lot of enthralling hocus pocus. There's a guy hanging upon the wall of the church, nailed to a cross, and dripping blood. That sounds tempting and tasty, doesn't it? Must be having ribs for dinner. And then everyone's blaming themselves for that man's torment. But I said to myself, forget it. I hand in that evil. I have no original sin. There's no blood of any sacred martyr in my hands. I pass all this. I pass on all of this. I had some Jewish guilt in me already, which must have been genetically ingrained in me since I wasn't raised in a Hebrew religious setting. So I definitely knew I had no room for Catholic guilt too. I got to see where he actually comes out and says it. I mean, somebody else had said, so you're an atheist. I know, but let's see here. I want to have a sentence that actually says it. It says here, there's 3 of 11 matching. Let's see here. It was, excuse me, my grandfather, whose name is Philip Hyman, had always been a staunch atheist, and my sister Judy and I were very frightened for him. We're always saying, Grandpa, believe in God. Don't die this way and end up in hell. Okay, that's not promising at all. Let's see here. As a result, I'm motivated to become a voracious reader, which I am, and gradually decided that just because I didn't have or couldn't find the ultimate answer didn't mean I wasn't going to buy the religious fairy tale. As an atheist, okay, you have to rationalize things. You decide, first of all, that I will not ask Daddy, meaning God in all his imagined forms, for a helping hand when you're in a jam. Then when you have to try to make some sort of sense out of your problems, and if you try and you find you can't, you have no choice but to be good and scared. But that's okay. When animals are afraid, they don't pray. They just a higher sense. We're just a higher order.
Primate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mark Twain, a great atheist, said it best in The Mysterious Stranger when he stated not so many words. Who are we to create a heaven and hell for ourselves, excluding animals and plants in the bargain, just because we have the power to rationalize? That's a long quote, though. Let's see if there's a shorter one here.
November 6, 2010, on Howard Stern.
I see it. On Howard Stern, and said he's an atheist. Question, are you the type of guy who believes in karma and things like that? Yes. Like, whoa, I'm going to come back. That's going to come back at me. Someone's going to do some terrible thing to me. I'm going to get hurt by some answers. Well, not in a religious or spiritual sense, just that's how things seem to work out. Question, are you religious? Do you believe in God? No, I'm an atheist. Oh, perfect right there.
Yeah.
So you think people who believe in God are dimwitted? No. Like, are they scared? I don't know. They're different from me. That's all I know. And there's a link. Oh, there's a link, and it's at marker 157. Please.
Would be the audio?
Yeah, that would be audio. That'd be interesting. Oh, no, it's gone. It's It's gone because Billy Joel, Howard Stern, YouTube account associated with this video has been terminated due to multiple third-party notifications of copyright infringement.
Well, that just means that Howard Stern didn't like it up.
Yeah. Well, fuck Howard Stern.
Howard Stern interview with Billy. Ah, if I could, Joel.
I know you're sitting there trying to type and everything.
Okay, howardstern.com. Now, I don't know. This is up. Okay, there is a video uploaded by SiriusXM, which might still be up. Let me see if that'll.
If you find
it, must, because it's playing.
Okay, if you find it, let me see the link.
I've got it. Copy. And this is the video, and I want to say that there's probably a MP3 is one of the other things here, and it's from Howard Stern. Okay, and this is.
I wanted to bet you this is the same video. They just decided to keep it for themselves.
Well, but the other one that was down was somebody's private YouTube account, but they didn't have permission. So both of these links go to one's the YouTube, and the other was actually Howard Stern's website.
Okay.
So there's the video.
All right. I'm trying to get the page to load, and it won't. There it goes. Apparently, I didn't click it hard enough.
And it was at one. According to this, it says 157.
Okay, well, let me just move it to 157 then. I'll move close to it anyway.
Right.
He's really one of the most fascinating men I've ever met, and I'm honored to have him as a friend for that reason. I really, truly am.
Well, he's always got good food at his house.
That's true.
He has good food, and he always says, you know, there's some people like the people who wouldn't leave. You have company, and they don't know when to go home. And you got to stand up and go, well, we don't want to be keeping you guys up, you know. But Howard pointed out, he goes, you know, you're a good guest because you eat and you go.
And so when I heard his story, when I was in high school and I was playing piano.
This has nothing to do with that part. Let me just see if I can find it somewhere else.
Hey, not for you. You wrote this song, Pressure, but this is what it's all about.
This is why he wrote it.
You're turning 65.
65.
Now, when you
he's that old?
As a great artist, but as a man, I want to ask you, man to man, because when I turned 60, you said, well, let's face it, you're on the back nine, which I thought was a great line.
There's a lot of benefits to this age.
What are the benefits? Because I'm up peeing every 15 minutes now.
I used to write songs. It was a struggle. I didn't like writing. I liked having written.
Right.
And sometimes there was a battle with the thing. I see this gigantic black beast with 88 teeth trying to bite my hands off.
She's a fabulous actress and singer-songwriter, currently starring on Broadway in a new musical, If Then. John Travolta just mangled
her really famous.
Mangled
right,
her name.
Right, remember that.
And she won a Tony for Wicked. Not bad. Adina, would you come on out? Thanks.
I don't want to hear somebody singing.
Friend for that reason. I really, truly am.
Well, he's always got good food at his house.
Sinners then cry with a XM. I wanted to ask you about that. I find it remarkable that I can tune into that channel 24 hours a day. Well, here on Sirius XM. I wanted to ask you about that. I find it remarkable that
Ugh.
I can tune into that channel 24 hours a day.
Okay, fine.
And there's songs, some songs I've never heard before, but you actually have a catalog that is so big it can fuel an entire channel. Is this the ultimate for you? Do you tune in at all to listen to it?
I tune in to listen. I listen for about 40 minutes, and I said, okay, that's enough of him. It's hard for me to listen to myself. I'm a critic of my own voice. This was one of those quickly written songs. It just kind of popped out when I was doing the Stranger album.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so
Let me look here. It says on November 16th, 2010.
Yeah.
Type in the date.
I hate cutting off Billy Joel in the middle of this song, but you know.
I'm gonna see if it comes. Oh wait, this might be. Whoa, sorry.
That's all right.
And I realized people are actually listening to my lyrics guiding their life.
Right.
But what are you, crazy? Don't listen to me. I'm as lost as you are.
Billy, Boys to Men is here. Boys to Men. Nathan, Sean, Wanya, Mark sold more than 34 million albums, these guys.
You were probably one of the only white guys that was playing on
ghetto,
like black radio.
Yeah.
Is that
like,
true?
You know, yeah. It's yeah. Like, I mean, when we were growing up in Philly, like, yeah. They played the, some of the songs that, well, one of the songs in particular that we're going to sing today.
Once I thought my innocence was gone.
Good song.
Yeah, it is. You know, I see that this one that I've linked to you on YouTube, it's an hour and a half long.
Ugh.
So it's going to take searching through it to find, but this has the right date on it, so this should be the one that includes his story. I could sit down and listen to it, and if we choose to feature this, if you want me to find the clip, I'll find the clip and tell you what the minute marker is.
That's fine. Okay. Let's see here. Hang on a second. Oh, wait a second. It looks like, holy shit. There's no way to tell where it is in the video because it's all just a solid picture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It won't. It's because this is the radio show.
The problem is that somebody's gonna pull this down because it's the interview. Eventually, you know. I think it's probably best that we don't. Just because of the simple fact is it's going to – it may not – it's just because it's up now, and it published on April 10th, 2014, and the fact that it's gone this long without being flagged by YouTube is – it's remarkable that it's lasted this long with so many hits. So I
– Well, I – okay, I also – I'm looking
– if we can find it from like their –
here.
Their own page.
Howard Stern. Here's on Howard Stern's page. I found it again.
Okay.
So.
You know, I tell you something right now. I actually have more Billy Joel albums or CDs than I actually have of Weird Al's. Which is, I think. I don't know. Let's see here.
Let's see.
Warms up for Billy Joel. View the full show. I wonder if you have to pay to watch it. Talks about his movie, Jamming with Sir Paul. Oh, he's fat.
Yeah.
Of course, he's 60. I mean, I'm not gonna diss on the man because he's 60. He's got a few pounds. I'm like 20 years younger than I've got a few pounds too. So, you know, I'm not gonna hit on him. Billy remembered Paul's strict vegetarian diet and began stashing and hiding all the meat he had in the refrigerator around his house. I had to literally hide the salami. Went out for a few hours and then he left. He never looked in the fridge. At the time, he was on such a high after Paul's visit, he didn't remember hiding the meat until days later. So, looked around my house. Said, "What smell? What's that smell?" Well, it doesn't
it
say
should
anything
be in there somewhere, but I
don't see it in here.
Okay.
I don't see a question and answer thing here on there at all.
No, but well, it's how many years old now?
Yeah. Um,
I'll tell you what we could just use the link from the celebrity wiki page for right now. I mean, if someone wants to go hunt for it, they can do that. I'm not gonna.
I might see what I can do on my end on that, but okay. I'll try and keep it within the Howard Stern thing. If we make an external link to it,
sure,
it goes right to his own thing. So
okay, that'd be great.
We're covering Billy Joel then.
Yeah, let's do Billy Joel. Cause
all right. Sounds good to me. I like his music.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, I hit a bad day. I turn the radio on and like play Billy Joel. I was like, yes, you just made my day.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, and this is kind of funny, that I didn't go to high school, never went to high school, because it just circumstances and shit, and. I had just got my GD a couple of years after I turned like 21 or something, right?
Right.
And I was engaged to my wife then, my ex now, and I talked about it on the radio that how Billy Joel had gone down, had gotten his GED, and I was like, damn. He didn't have a high school diploma either, and I had gotten mine a couple of years before he had gotten his. So I felt I actually accomplished something, and like,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is that everything then?
That is everything. That is the whole kit and caboodle.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, you know what? Let me find a song for us to go out on, because that's always fun.
Yes.
Let's see. You know what? Seeing as how we have him on, let me find a... come on. The other computer's taking his time thinking about it now. All right.
I think you may be right, because we're crazy. No. It's hard to pick.
It is. Actually, songs. I did have a song in mind.
Oh, good.
But like I said, I've got so many of songs of his. I just need to remember where it is. Trying to remember the lyrics so I can think of the name of the song here.
Upbeat, slow.
It's kind of upbeat. Excuse me. Let's see here. I'm trying to remember the name of the song. Oh, my goodness.
A hint?
It's... I can see the video in my head, but it's a video. He made a video of this. I know where it is. Oh, there it is.
Much too late. All sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. But they never told you the price that you pay for the things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Ain't too pretty, we ain't
on and only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul. Mmm, and a cross of gold. But Virginia, they didn't give you quite. Much more fun, you know that only the good die young. Oh, baby, I tell you, only the good die young, only the good die young.
Along with that song, I'll have you know.
I was doing the same thing. I was like, oh yeah. I was just like, oh, I'm just doing everything I could to keep from singing. Like, I was like,
chair dancing.
Yeah. Oh, that's the next song. I won't play that one.
I love that one.
Yes, I've got quite a collection myself here. So I don't know. Let's see, how many songs have I got? He's got 123 songs. At least the ones I've got listed here anyway. He's probably got more than that now, but there might be a few duplicates in this. But let's see here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I've got 11 CDs of his, and then how many Weird Al ones have I got? I'm just out of curiosity. Just, Let's see here. Oh, you know what? I might be wrong. Oops. Ah. I've got 202 songs of his. Let's see here. How many did I say before? How many albums?
11.
11 albums. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. Oh, wait, that's a download. I don't count that one. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. All right. 14. 15. Yeah, all right. All right, Weird Al wins. All right, sorry. Sorry, Billy. Weird Al wins. He's got you beat by two albums. So... And that's
not to say that Weird Al doesn't write his own stuff.
Right.
But it's not to say that what he doesn't isn't still really talented, but right. He is reimagining what other people have already put out there. And so in some sense, part of his work is done for him, where Billy Joel is creating things from scratch.
Right, exactly. There you
so
go.
I'll
buy that. Okay.
I'm very nervous saying that, too, because I love it so.
No, that's no worries. But no, I agree with you there. He's made up a few of his own songs here and there too. So, but he does write on the backs of other ones. But he does a damn good job of it though. I'll give him that. Not that Weird Al's yes. ever going to listen to this, but you know, because he's not an atheist, unfortunately. And he ignored my tweet, so I stopped following him.
Oh, no.
I was like, I tweeted him like several times. He replied to everybody else and did not reply to me. It's like the big middle finger. Like, I've been following you since I was a kid. You ignored me. I'm going to boil your rabbit. No.
Hacker.
Did this man boil Weird Al's rabbit? News at 11.
See? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm totally kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
They make good fricassee, though. From what I hear. I don't know. I've never had it. So.
Still being equal opportunity offenders since when?
You know, since ever, you since forever.
2011.
Film at 10. Story at 10. Film at 11. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.